20 rockets have been fired in southern Israel in the past few minutes, and warning sirens have been sounding across the region. On Thursday, one person was killed in Rehovot, an Israeli city close to Tel Aviv. Israel has also carried out airstrikes in the south of the Gaza Strip in the last few hours. At least 31 Palestinians have been killed since the attacks began on Tuesday. Let's go live to Willem Marx, who's in Ashkelon in southern Israel, near the border with Gaza. Tell us about what's been happening in the last few minutes. Rockets fired into Israel. Willem.
Yeah, that's right, Folly. We can actually hear some of them slightly further down the road here towards Gaza. Some of them have been targeting a little community down there called Eshkol, maybe 2 or 3 kilometres south from our position, another couple of kilometres further to Gaza itself. We've heard there have been sirens sounding in some of the various towns and small communities close to where we are now, possibly around 24 rockets in total coming from Gaza. And, of course, overnight, there were those strikes in southern Gaza by the Israeli military. They said they were targeting concealed rocket launchers and military posts involved in these efforts by Islamic Jihad to launch what's been more than 800 rockets over the course of this week.
And what are Israeli authorities saying to residents there, Willem?
Well, they've been arguing that people should either evacuate, and in fact, the Israeli military has confirmed to us this morning that they are in continuing with those efforts to move people away from some of these communities further south of us here, further north, to get them into areas that are less likely to come under this heavy rocket fire. We know that schools in a number of the towns and cities nearby have been closed for today, and essentially emergency measures are in place until later today. Right now, Benjamin Netanyahu is making a security assessment. I can hear a jet overhead at the moment, an indication that further airstrikes will be striking Gaza right now, right above our head, in fact. But Netanyahu himself, he's been involved in security assessments with his top military and intelligence officials over the course of the last hour. So that may again have a bearing on how the Israeli military operates over the coming hours.
Okay, thank you for the update. Willem Marx live there in Ashkelon. And we'll come back to you for the latest on that meeting the Prime Minister is having. Let's cross over to Mohammed Jamjoun, who is in occupied East Jerusalem. Mohammed is joining us live from Damascus Gate. You've been speaking to Palestinians who are there for Friday prayers. Mohammed, tell us about what they've been telling you about what's happening in Gaza.
Well, first and foremost, what we're hearing from all those we spoke with is how sad they are about the reality on the ground for Palestinians in Gaza. Everybody we've spoken with thus far today has said the tragedy in all of this is the fact that civilians continue to be killed in these attacks, especially the fact that children continue to die and be killed in these attacks as well. So they're very sad about that, and they say that's one reason why this all must come to an end and why there needs to eventually be a political solution for what's going on in Gaza. They say that militarily, nothing can be achieved ultimately for residents of Gaza. Beyond that, what's interesting is to be getting a little bit of a political analysis from the Palestinian worshipers who are arriving here to attend Friday prayer, because many of them have talked about what's going on when it comes to the factions as far as from their point of view inside of Gaza. Two men that we spoke with had essentially the same opinion when it came to the role potentially of Hamas in all this. Both of them said they do not believe that Hamas is involved in retaliation for the Israeli airstrikes. One of them said they believe that that's because Hamas doesn't want their rival, Islamic Jihad, to get any kind of leverage and to gain any kind of advantage from all of this. Another gentleman we spoke with said that Hamas has its own reasons, and he thinks that they eventually will enter the fray, but that they have not as of yet. So mixed reactions, but agreement specifically on the fact that the people who are suffering the most are the civilians inside of Gaza.
And are any of the people you spoke to optimistic, Mohammed, about the prospects of a potential ceasefire?
Folly, everybody we've spoken with today said they do not believe that a ceasefire will come into place anytime soon. Most of the folks we spoke with said they believe it will be at least a few more days of airstrikes inside Gaza and retaliatory rocket strikes from Gaza toward Israel. They say certainly that's concerning, but they also said that they do believe that everybody who's involved in this conflict really does not want it to escalate much more, that right now it will continue to play out. This is according to the people we're speaking with. That's what they believe. But they do think a ceasefire will come into effect at some point. They just don't think it's going to happen anytime in the next couple of days.
Okay, thank you for that update. Mohammed Jamjoun, live for us at Damascus Gate in occupied East Jerusalem. Slim.